Man's maker was made man, that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that the truth might be accused of false witness, the teacher be beaten with whips, the foundation be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, and that the healer might be wounded, and that life might die. Man's maker was made man, so that life might die. My brothers and sisters, these are words spoken by Saint Augustine, and are words filled with beautiful paradox and truth. For we have now entered the season of a new liturgical year, a season of paradox, a season of darkness, and a season of lightness, and a season of sacrifice, anticipation, and of great hope. Therefore, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! A happy new year to all as we celebrate this first Sunday of Advent. And now, with that being said, we all know what that means. Christmas is around the corner. And yes, though we may get excited for putting up the trees and decorating, and may we also be reminded that these 4 weeks of Advent is comprised of our annual season of waiting in hope for our Lord. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, during this season of Advent, we all have reasons for hope and inspiration, especially as we prepare our hearts more and more for the coming of our Savior. But as we wait, this is a beautiful season to meditate, to slow down, and to reflect more and more the reason for the season. For when we look at the word Advent, we find out that this is derived from the Latin word adventus, meaning coming, which is a translation of the Greek word parousia. And the parousia is another term that the church teaches as a time period of the already and the not yet, a period of waiting for Jesus' second coming to judge the living and the dead. But it is also a beautiful graced period for all of us to grow closer and closer to our Lord in anticipation for his unbeknownst arrival. Therefore, when we enter this season of Adventus, one way to reflect is to see the realities of our current times. Namely, that our world, yes, is broken. It is dark and needs some fixing. And the only way to fix our broken world is to mend and repair it with first and foremost with our Lord Jesus Christ. For Christ is the solution to our broken world, and he is the true light that shines into the darkness of our hearts and our lives. In our readings this weekend, we hear Isaiah calling us to confess our sins and hope for a better days in the future. For we know that all of us are invited to begin anew, and such words from Isaiah help us to understand the reality and the great power, as well as the foreshadowing of the incarnation of our Lord, in which man's maker becomes man himself. In our second reading, St. Paul's thanksgiving to God is very upbeat about the future, very much so full of hope, thanksgiving, and recognizing that our God is the giver of all good gifts, and that this season of Advent is truly a gift of self-reflection to grow closer to our Lord. Now in our gospel reading, we now enter into the Gospel of Mark, which the church teaches in her liturgical life that since we begin a new year, Happy New Year again. We are invited with a reading through the Gospel of Mark. And as we know, last liturgical year, the Gospel reading was from the Gospel of Matthew. This year from Mark, and next year will be from Luke, whereas the Gospel of John is sprinkled throughout all 3 years. Therefore, we are gifted by constantly hearing God's voice, the Word incarnate, in new and beautiful ways and beautiful encounters. And we are invited during this time to increase our reading of sacred scripture. For ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. As such, when we return to the Gospel of Mark, we hear Jesus warning us against the notion of complacency, and that all of us are called as his disciples to remain watchful and alert, for the end is coming sooner than we expect. And all of us, in other words, all of us are invited to wait in holy anxiousness for love incarnate to come a second time in which he will come to judge all of us. Yes, so our Lord calls us to be on guard. Advent invites all of us to a reassessment of where and how and what are our current ways. And are they leading us in preparation to our Lord's coming? Is our current state in life truly leading me towards God? Or is it leading me away from God? Are we taking the time to rest, to slow down, and to prepare for the coming of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? This season is an annual reminder that the world as we know it will one day come to an end. For we know Jesus said that he will come, for Advent has a twofold character. For it is truly a time of preparation for the solemnities of Christmas, and which the first coming of the Son of God to humanity is remembered through his glorious incarnation. And likewise, this season is a time when, by remembrance of this incarnation, that our minds and hearts are also waiting in anticipation for our Lord's second coming at the end of time. For these two reasons, Advent is a period of devout and expectant delight, a period of paradox where we are gifted during this time to examine perhaps the darkness in our lives in anticipation for the true light, the true way, and the true Lord of Lords. Moreover, this time is a time of slowing down and to recall the first cries of the earlier Christians, Maranatha, which means, come, Lord Jesus. For this is the time to open our hearts and invite the Lord to bring us to further completion. Now, today's verse reading puts this yearning into an image that we have, and we are, all like withered leaves, blown by the wind. The whirling, withered leaves of autumn are a familiar scene these past few weeks, especially for us Texans, it's actually feeling kind of cold and not just warm. Because here in Texas, you know, it's just seasons of hotter and hottest, right? But yes, we're reminded that during the first reading that we are truly like withered leaves, and which recalls us and reminds us, Isaiah proposes that the dead leaves are symbols of all that is dried up and withered in our lives. And yet all of us are called to look for and hope for God, who is still in charge of creation. And in our personal lives, we are under his loving care. Now, many of us have learned how to relinquish control of the future. I know for myself, this time during this pandemic has really opened my heart to understand who is the controller, who is God himself, and that we're still growing, perhaps maybe self-awareness, and self-knowledge, of learning how to continue to surrender our lives in complete, utter surrender to our Lord, who is the God of order and the God as well as giving ourselves up to Him. Therefore, when we pray during this season of Advent, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, may we make our own words the words of the psalm in which the Lord may visit this vine, the homes of our hearts, and protect it, the vine your right hand has chosen, making us turn to you so that we may see your face and we all may be saved. As such, Advent is a grace-filled season in which all of us can take this time of preparation to truly begin anew, by renewing our hearts in preparation for the Lord in a very practical way. Perhaps we can hold off lighting the lights of our homes and our trees so as to wait anxiously for the Lord on Christmas Day. Many of us can decorate progressively by adding something to the home or to our decorations every Sunday in anticipation. Another way is to create your own Advent wreath like we have here, helping us to anticipate when we light each of the candles on each of the Sundays during Advent. Another way is also as a reminder to fast, perhaps, or maybe increase your daily prayer life, growing and reading sacred scripture more and more, or even maybe celebrating the sacraments by going to confession or attending daily mass, to discover how our Lord, who is present in the Word and in the sacraments. In fact, we'll be actually hosting an event, an Advent event, night called Prepare the Way, which will prepare all of you, especially our students, for the season of Advent when you all return back to your homes with your families. We will have a men's and women's talk, prayer, and confessions, and it will begin this Thursday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Prepare the way. But brothers and sisters, as we heard in our gospel reading, be vigilant at all times, and that we are called to pray to have the strength of escaping the tribulations and the chaosness of this interesting time that we are all facing. And yet we have great hope, have great encouragement, and have great an invitation as Jesus' disciples to prepare and to stay alert so as to grow a deeper relationship with love incarnate. Though we truly live in chaotic times, may the season of great hope, the season of Adventus, be a season of quiet, progressive, slow preparation for the hopeful arrival of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the one who came to save us all.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.